Hi Greg, first win in Inverness for 13 years in a league match, but more importantly, the first win of the season under your reign.
That's right. It's certainly a great result to come up here and beat Inverness. You know, I never realised it was that amount of years that we'd not won up here. So, I'm delighted for the players, for everybody, for the fans that came up. It's been a long time. It's been a hard 2 or 3 months. And you're getting a little bit of habit into a rut. And maybe the scenes of yesterday, the new manager coming in, meeting the players, talking to them, whatever, had probably a playing today. So, you know, he's got a huge presence, big character. And he's one I'm sure the players will certainly enjoy working with.
So he spoke to the players yesterday in training?
He was around the training yesterday. He introduced himself, and obviously today he was in amongst the players as well, which was good.
He seemed to come down at half time as well.
He did. I thought he was going to tackle me coming on the pitch at half time. But no, he came in, he had a little chat with a few of them individually. And that was it. You know, it was myself and Stephen that did a little bit of chat, but he was in amongst it.
Certainly made a difference because we were one down at half time. It was a really unlucky goal to lose, wasn't it?
It was. You know, I was more disappointed with the gaps that Gardine got into to have the shot. And then when it came back, just a reaction to win that ball off the post, and Mackay finished it. But the first half was scrappy. It was hard. We never really got in behind them. We played two forwards with McCann and O'Hara today. We really needed to try and get down the sides of Devine and Broadfoot. We never did that the first half. And that was the chart at half time. We needed to play the ball forward quicker and earlier. We dwelled in it the first half. And we just couldn't move it. It was going from side to side and forward. We got stuck. And it was just that wee chat of, you know, the players starting to believe in themselves a little bit more. And you saw that with the first goal. It changed. McCann, you know, he got after him a wee bit. He won a few balls in the air. And I think he out-muscled somebody for the first goal. Eventually went down the side, and McCann will say he scored. I don't know if he did. I'd like to think it was McCann. but fair play to the kid. You know, it was him that started it. And it was a great move. It was a good ball for Kevin O'Hara in the end. And we just had numbers in the box, which was good. But, you know, the two of them, and obviously everybody else behind that, they triggered that.
And he said it took a special goal, but the one from Dom Thomas was a special one as well, wasn't it?
It was excellent, and that was the part we spoke about at half time. Dom was getting in a good little pockets the first half, but there was nothing really happening ahead of him because we never got to grips with just making that run beyond. But Dom, you know, he fought his way in and weaved and whatever to score it, and it was a looping curler that went in top corner. I actually jumped up and Stephen Whittaker there, and I think I headbutted him in the face. So he'll probably have a shiner tomorrow morning. But, you know, Dom is causing him a wee problem, and I thought Dom did really well today as well.
Mm-hmm. But the last into added time, you must have lost a few years there.
It was always going to be the case, though. You know, you do sit a wee bit deeper and deeper. They were playing a lot of longer balls onto, you know, Big Mark and Ross. And I'm just delighted we defended set plays this week. It's been a big party training. You know, Tuesday was a big party set plays. And just their shape and organisation. We kicked a few off the line. We got bodies behind it. Mm-hmm. Foreigners came out and punched a few. But it was just the overall desire and work ethic, or just grit to grind that game out today. And that's what got us the win. You know, maybe a wee bit unfortunate at the end with Kevin O'Hara's chance to go 3-1. And that would have killed the game. It gives them a wee bit of hope. I was a wee bit more annoyed with the referee with the amount of time we played over in the end. But, you know, so be it. I'm not complaining. We're certainly going to enjoy this one because it's been a while.
And you had Graham Dawes back today, captain of the team.
Yeah, that was a chat during the week. I know Dawes, he wasn't fit for last Saturday's game against Morton. And we felt Wee Paul's did well. Did a really good job. But with him going in there, especially coming up here, playing against the team that Inverness are, it gave us that a bit of experience and certainly showed the second half with him just organising the players ahead of him, and he played a captain's role today.
And have you enjoyed being the caretaker manager for these last two games?
It's been different. It's certainly been intense. The last 2 weeks, you don't know what's going to happen day to day. But you know, we're more than happy, myself and Stephen, to hand over the reins now to John on Monday.
And you expect him to make a big impact?
Oh, huge! You can see that already. You know, just his persona, his happy face, and he's got something about him that, you know, he knows how to chat to the players and make them feel, you know, like they're the best player in the world. That's certainly one of the things that Lewis McCann felt, certainly the second half, and I'm sure John was in his ear at half time.
could look forward to next week. I mean, we could go sixth, I believe, if all the results went our way next week.
That's the thing, Douglas. We're just going game to game. You know, when you're down there, you're just taking one game at a time. It was today's game. Now it's Ayr United next week. We're not looking any further ahead than that. Good. And it's one at a time. Thank you.
Thank you.